too exhausted to protest. Esme recounted to Marta the story of her first sight of Brunn arguing with Lord Thornbuckle and what followed. She admitted her frustration at having no time to be with Baron because of her course schedule, and her anger at Brunn for stepping in her place.
Tell me, if you hadn't been working so hard and if Baron hadn't been there, do you think you'd have found anything to like in Brunn?
Yes. She could be fun. The few times we had a few minutes together, I enjoyed it. I could see why people liked her so much. We were on the same team for the E&E class exercise, you know. She learned fast. She had good ideas.
Good enough to get herself out of her present predicament.
I don't know. They wouldn't let her take the field exercises. That's the one thing she blamed me for. And I had nothing to do with it. But against a whole planet, I don't think that would have helped. What worries me is that they aren't paying attention to her character in the planning.
I thought you said she had none.
I don't mean sexual morality. I mean her personality, her way of doing things. They're talking as if she were just a game piece. Unless she's dead, she's planning on doing something. And if we don't know what, we're going to find our plans crossing hers.
But the Guernesi said there's no way to communicate with her. That pregnant and nursing women are sequestered. And besides, she can't talk.
She needs to know she's not forgotten. She needs to know someone thinks she's competent.
You sound as if you think you understand her.
Did they tell you about the children on that merchant ship?
I don't know. I don't think so. What does that have to do with Brunn?
If they didn't kill those children, if they were taking them, they'd have to put Brunn in with them. That might be enough to keep her alive, if she thought she had a responsibility to the children. And she'd be planning some rescue for them. I would bet on it.
I suppose it's possible.
And besides, for her to come out of this in the end, even if she is rescued, she needs to feel that she had some effect. It's one of the things they taught us. And Baron knows from experience. A captive who is just rescued like a piece of jewelry or something has a much harder time regaining a normal life. She was not just captured. She was muted and then raped and impregnated. All her options closed. They should be thinking beyond getting her out. To getting her out with some self-respect left.
You couldn't have come up with that if you didn't really care. And you're right. The planning group is not considering any of those things.
Can you get it across to them?
Me? It's your idea.
But none of them will let me near the planning sessions, let alone speak. If you tell them, maybe they'll consider it.
I'll see what I can do. In that and other situations.
Admiral Serrano frowned as the door opened, but her expression eased as Marta Saenz swept through. Marta proceeded to deliver the details about the frustrated attraction between Esme and Baron, and the misunderstandings that triggered the explosion between Esme and Brunn.
Esme and my grandson still think they're in love, do they?
All the symptoms. I admit my fondness for young love, messy though it often is. So you can quit looking for hidden political motives in Lieutenant Sweezer's behavior. This is the old story in the book.
That may be, but it doesn't excuse
what she said. No. But if her commander had known from day one that this was a squabble over a man, would he have handled it the way he did?
Well, probably not. We do get late bloomers from time to time, and they do usually make a mess of things at least once.
Making a mess of love is part of growing up. Making a mess of someone's career, however, requires the connivance of others.
I don't follow you.
Well, as the resident sweet old lady in this facility, the youngsters tell me things. They always have. I suspected that someone else's interest lay in making Lieutenant Sweezer look as bad as possible. And I found that the tainted effluent, as it were, led to a few sources quite remote from Copper Mountain. That's why I went planetside, so I could do a little discreet database poking from a civilian facility.
And you found?
I found Academy classmates of Esme's who were jealous of her success. Much that's been attributed to her has come from these sources, and they've put the worst possible interpretation on what she did say. I found people who actually served with her who find it hard to believe she could be the way she's now being painted. And I found others who want to get influence with your grandson because he's a Serrano, who are very glad to put a barrier between him and Lieutenant Sweezer.
All right. But that doesn't get Lieutenant Suiza off the hook for what she actually said and did. And there's a witness to her saying that Brünn wasn't worth starting a war over.
I said that too, my dear. So did you. So did the Guernsey ambassador more than once. We wrapped it in platitudes, but you know and I know that no one, not even the speaker and certainly not his daughter, is worth starting a war over.
So, what do you propose to do about this? Since you came here, I presume you have a plan in mind.
Well, having played fairy godmother to at least three other romances recently, I feel I'm on a roll where love is concerned. If Esme and Baron can work out their problems...
You mean you aren't planning to do it for them?
Of course not. Children learn by doing. But if they can work it out, and since they're both still smitten, I expect they can, that will take the teeth out of some of the other criticisms. After all, if a Serrano is her lover...
Ah, so that's why you tackled me first. So I wouldn't tell young Baron to avoid her.
Bingo. Incidentally, if you thought Suiza was bad, you ought to see what's working on him now. One of Esme's classmates, and a very sleek piece of work she is, too, knows everything Esme doesn't know about men. And since she's also a colonial from one of the Crescent Worlds, you have to wonder where she got that kind of skill. Rumor has it from seducing her senior officers.
I already know about Lieutenant Ferrari. She may have done even worse than you know, according to Harris. If so, her doom is about to be upon her. Harris lent Cutsudas to the cause.
Are you going to give me the details? Wicked woman, but then you are an admiral. There's another thing, though. Lieutenant Suiza, when I talked to her, had what I think are some very good insights into Brünn's situation, and some concerns about the planning. She is convinced that no one will listen to her and asked me to pass these ideas on as my own. I'd much rather get her involved in the planning herself.
Can't be done. Lord Thornbuckle's adamant. Apparently he had liked her when he met her at Copper Mountain and feels that this proves she is... treacherous, was his word. He will not have her involved at all. And I doubt you can change his mind, not in the time we have left.
Vida glanced at the wall calendar, and Marta followed that glance. A red rectangle covered the most probable dates for the end of Brünn's pregnancy. A green one covered the time when the militia were known to allow before rebreeding a captive. That was their target. Somewhere in that period, they had to extract her, or face even more difficult problems.
All right, one war at a time. I'll present Esme's ideas. They certainly make sense in terms of my knowledge of Brünn's character.
Marta found Esme at work in a cubicle, paging through a report, looking thoughtful.
I've just spoken with Admiral Serrano.
Esme flushed a little, the reaction Marta had hoped for.
I told her I thought the reports of your hard-heartedness and political ambitions were exaggerated. And why?
The flush deepened.
You will find that she creates no barrier to your relationship with Baron.
If I ever have one. What if he won't speak to me?
Well, then, you have to see that he does.
But Cassie's always around.
You are not going to make that mistake again. Think, child. What do you know about that young woman? Does she have a good reputation?
No.
Do you really think Baron is the kind of man who prefers that kind of woman?
No.
Then quit being a wet lump and give him some help in getting free of her. Be someone he can prefer with some reason. Personally, I'd recommend a good haircut to start with and a really well-cut exercise suit.
I couldn't.
What? You can't show what you've got because she's displaying herself like a fruit basket? What kind of nonsense is that? Come along.
Marta stood up and watched Esme rise slowly.
I know perfectly well you're just moving things around in here trying to look busy. Your commander's angry with you. Nobody has any real work for you. So I'm demanding your services as an escort.
But you...
My dear, before you embarrass yourself again, I am not just Raffaella's aunt. I hold my own seat in council, though I usually let Ansel vote it for me. And if I wanted to grab any officer up to and including Admiral Serrano for an escort, no one, least of all Vida, would stand in my way. Bunny himself is putty in my hands when I'm in this mood. And you are, after all, the land bride, Suiza.
Now come along and quit making difficulties.
Marta was glad to see the salutary lift of spine which that produced, and thoroughly enjoyed her sweep through the corridors of the HQ complex, with Esme Suiza a silent shadow at her side. She could almost see the shock, and imagined it trickling ice water-like down certain spines. The particular blonde spine she most wanted to discomfit didn't appear. Well, that would come later. Esme hung back as Marta led her toward the doors of the most fashionable salon in the city. She had heard of Afino's, including from Brunn, who had recommended it heartily.
No one's ever been able to do anything with my hair. It's too fine and thin, and it frizzes.
And probably all you do is wash it, brush it, and cut it off when it gets too long. Listen, you are not your hair. You have choices. You want Baron, and you want to regain your professional reputation. This will help.
Oh!
3 hours later, Esme stared at her reflected image with astonishment. It was the same hair, but somehow it had consented to take a shape that suggested both competence and charm. Smooth there, a bit of curl here. She looked like herself, but more so. And under the tutelage of the salon staff, she had learned to do it herself, from sopping wet to final combing. After that, Marta dragged her off to the neighboring dress shop.
You need off-duty clothes. I've seen you in those exercise suits.
I sweat.
Yes, but you don't have to sweat while eating dinner.
Marta prowled, sending Esme into the changing room again and again, until she was happy with the result, by which time Esme was finally beginning to understand what the fuss was about. The blue and silver exercise suit was as comfortable as the ones she usually wore, but looked, she had to admit, stunning. 2 days after they'd left, when her new clothes were stowed in her compartment, Marta led Esme back to the lieutenant commander in charge of her section.
Here she is. You can have her back for a while, but I may need her again. Thank you, Lieutenant Suiza. You've been most helpful.
Lieutenant Commander Moslin looked from one to the other.
You're satisfied, Sarah Science?
With Lieutenant Suiza, of course. Best personal assistant I ever had. Excuse me, I mustn't be late to meet Admiral Serrano.
With a wave, Marta departed, leaving Esme under the lieutenant commander's mistrustful gaze.
Well, I thought she was Lord Thornbuckle's friend, and here she's sticking up for you.
I think I remind her of a niece or something. But of course I did my best.
Yes, well, I suppose you can get back to that report you were working on.